Many of us, when something bad happens, we start looking around in that bad place where we are, looking for what to do, how to get out. We stop in one place and try to find our way, and that is not how it works. If you're in a really bad place, the one thing that you need to do is not to stop, not to look around, but to keep walking. Because that's how you get the clues to what to do now and what to do next. And usually before you realize it, you're out of the woods and in something better than you would have guessed just by looking around. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at The Art of Self-Development. This podcast is for everyone interested in psychology or who wants to develop the most useful people and life skills for yourself and for the people around you. There are different times in life, even within a shorter period of time. There's time to think about our values. There's time to make our plans based on the goals that we want to achieve. There's time to create that game plan and chunk it to make it easier to achieve. There are also times when, for whatever reason, that we could or could not anticipate, things change. And we realize we can't continue on the same trajectory because something happened that has made it impossible for some time at least. These events can be big or small. It's kind of better if they're small. We don't want adversity to be too big or too permanent. But when it does happen, interesting things can happen, where maybe you've been doing something that really meant something to you, and you were focused on it too hard, and now you can't do it. Maybe you've become ill, or you had an accident, and you need to rethink what you thought your future would be, and be both creative in carving another path, instead of the one that you created for yourself. But also, it requires us, when that happens, to take a perspective, to maybe let go of the things that we thought were important, and just let them go for a while. To look at things that we thought were very important, and see them from a different angle, as just one part of your life, that you can let go for a while. Or maybe even forever. And these more or less unexpected situations can be a big opportunity for growth because they change the status quo. They require our acceptance and an ability to work with what we have to get a different result that will be maybe as good or even better than the original one. It requires flexibility. An ability to think on our feet and to realize what is more important in life. And the results will tend to be unexpected and almost universally beneficial. And again, I'm talking mostly about the littler things. For example, less than 2 weeks ago, I got a knee operation. It was expected, it was planned for a long period of time, so it wasn't a surprise. But I was kind of worried about it for a while because I knew I wouldn't be able to move about. More importantly, I wouldn't be able to do sports. And I wouldn't be able to do social dancing. And why would that even be a problem for a while? Well, when I started Latin dancing 2 years ago, I put so much energy into it. So much study, so much practice. I learned a lot during those last 2 years. I learned the principles of music. I learned to lead well, whether or not I have seen the follower before, the other dancer. Because when socially dancing, you dance with everyone. And it's all about leading and following and interpretation of music and the techniques that you know. Well, in 2 years, I learned enough techniques to kind of fool my memory bank in my brain, where I can't even learn much more. without forgetting the stuff that I know that I've practiced for years, or becoming too much in the head thinking about how to combine them. And I was so focused on the practice, it kind of became the most important thing in my life for the past 2 years, where I would organize my week around my dance practice, because I was worried that if I didn't practice 3 or 4 times a week, I would just forget the techniques. I organized my vacations around it so that I wouldn't take more than a week at a time. Again, just in case I wouldn't be able to practice. That was the first year. Now, this year, I got more brave and I extended my vacations for 2 weeks. And as I do that, I realize that I'm not forgetting. In fact, I can practice less, and it's becoming more difficult to actually forget. And why I'm saying that is, now after the operation, it's been 2 weeks and I have no problem. I know I can take time off, in a way. I can appreciate the extra time that I have now. I can read more. I can watch a bunch of movies that I haven't seen that I've planned to see for a year or so. Catch up on some TV series and just relax. And that while I've really enjoyed dancing and I want to go back to it when I feel fit, I don't need it to control my life the way it has. I can let it go for weeks, maybe even months, and then go back to it without worrying about it too much, or even let it go when the time comes. And that is the thing. We cling to things as if they're more important than they actually are. And we need that time off and the perspective that this can give us when things don't go the way we've planned. Because we don't always plan things the way that is the best for us. We plan the way we're used to planning them. And we plan for what we think is important, not necessarily what actually is. In other words, things change, and it's good that they do. We need that as a reminder to reconnect, reconsider what is important and what may be not so, or not as much. So that is the gift of when things don't go our way. It's a very useful reminder, because change leads to growth. You see, this podcast is very much about growth. It tries to be, anyway. I spend a lot of time thinking, planning, and talking about habits and how important they are. And they are. But even a good thing, when you make it so habitual that you don't change it every now and then, it becomes a straitjacket. It can, in a sense, be a negative thing. This is why every 100 episodes, I go back to the first idea, why I created this podcast to begin with. Things like morning rituals and habits in general, because they are tricky. You can work on them, and that is a very useful thing to do. But then again, if you make them the same every day, if you make your focus the same every day without any change, at some point it'll cease to work. Because we need that change. Even a change from the good. And that change often has to be forced on us, because we naturally resist it. It has to come from the outside, and then the way we are able to deal with it and build something positive from something that is negative, or at least seems that way at first, that really is the practice, the real practice. That'll lead to positive change and positive growth. Because if we stay where we are, even where it's good, where nothing unexpected or nothing bad even happens, we are limiting our growth. It happens when we make our lives too easy, too streamlined, too expected. This is why those who achieve something big, they understand the importance of good habits. But they also understand that if you want to achieve something big, you have to make your life harder. It can't just be smooth sailing. Smooth sailing on good waves with good equipment and good training can get you quite far. But at the back of your head somewhere, I think, or in your heart, you will know that you can do much more if you challenge yourself more. If you ride the big waves sometimes and not just the little ones. That might still be big to people who don't do what you do at all, but still, you know you can do more. We think that suffering is bad, that our lives should be easy, and that is not the case. I will argue that each one of us, we need suffering. We need to suffer. I will say it like it is. But that suffering has to be the right one. It's not that somebody causes pain or disappointment and you accept it passively. As a weakness or as punishment. Every great person in history who achieved something unusual suffered on the way. But their suffering had a very unique expression. Because the way to suffer usefully is when you do things for something bigger than you are or that you think is more important. When you work hard to make the world a better place in some small or not so small way. Because when we think of something bigger than we are, do things for common good, that suffering has meaning that we are unable to get in any other way. It makes our lives the best and the biggest thing that it can possibly become. And then suffering doesn't even mean what we think it does. It's not about pain anymore. It's, in fact, probably the closest thing that we can get to bliss as we live our lives, working hard for something big, something meaningful to you personally. And whatever that is, only you can figure out. Each one for themselves. You can't just take it from another person. People who don't have that, they don't think about it that way, but that's what it is. That's how we become depressed, confused, narcissistic, when we don't feel we can find our way to something better, to something meaningful. Because society doesn't lead us there. If anything, it does the opposite. Because meaning cannot be found. It can only be created. So appreciate those times when things don't go your way. It may be your health taking a bad turn. It can be you losing your job, having to work on a position that is lower than what you had, or a very different one. Because so many people would take any of that as a very bad thing to happen. You lose your job and you need to take a lower position that you don't even want. You can just despair and be angry and resentful, which will not lead to any improvement at all. It'll do the opposite. Maybe you were a manager and now you're selling in a shop. That's about as low as it can get for a lot of people. Well, think about how you can do that job as best as you can. So you can be really proud of it. So you can be really helpful. So you can do a great and valuable job. It's the same work. But the way you look at it, the way you approach it, will completely transform it. And in a few years, it'll completely transform the position that you work on, because people will notice very quickly. So let's not see things that we don't like or we don't expect as punishment. See it as opportunities, because that's what they are. All it takes is a little bit of flexibility. Courage, understanding how things actually work, and a little bit of appreciation when things don't go our way. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. Remember that learning is a change of behavior. Any positive change you make and keep has a cumulative effect that'll make your life even better. If you found anything useful or interesting in this episode, please share it with your friends. You can reach me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Talk to you again soon. In the meantime, leave the world a little better than you found it.